Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
In This League, hour two. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh, ITL, and on Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. That's a website that we would send you to if that's the thing that you want to do. Hour two is dedicated to football. But, Boggs, we've had this discussion as one of the winners of a very cool piece of memorabilia.
That's right.
The memorabilia, more specifically, the card market has never been bigger. I guess it's had boons. I've been involved in it in probably the last 2 years, roughly. So a little bit before the crazy boom, but then, you know, during the pandemic, things just went rocketing. And whether it's like the housing market or stocks or whatever it is, you know, you have your ebbs and flows. And the trading card industry has seen an absolute skyrocket. And there is, I didn't even know about this till last year. Well, actually, it was funny because I've done some breaking videos and whatever. I had somebody who owns a business who last year, I think it was last year, maybe it was even 19. I couldn't tell you, but was like, I want you to come out to the National. And I was like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what the National is. The Nationals, in Washington?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, the National is the biggest card.
Sounds like a strip club.
It'd be probably a great one. Probably be a really, really good one. It's like the biggest show. It's like Comic-Con for cards. And it happens, I think it's happened in other places, but I want to say over the last couple of years, it's in Chicago. It sits in Chicago. That happens to be going on right now. Like, as we were recording this, today is literally the big day. And it's like people are out there, blah, 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 trading and they're selling and all this type of stuff.
What do you think it smells like in there?
Oh, it's probably the worst. Like the ventilation that place.
What do you think, Comic-Con or the National worst smell?
I'm going to say Comic-Con because people aren't dressing up like Wookiees and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Cosplay. Sweating in the costumes. Yeah.
Everybody's just cosplaying at the National as just like disgusting, sweaty losers. And that's fine. That's okay. But Comic-Con, it's a duel. We're sweaty losers that are also dressed up like Batman, you know? And right. It's just like that smells grosser. When we come back though, we can talk a little bit about it. Cause I'm gonna tell you about a card that went for an ungodly amount of money that you may want to get into the card business. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, Deals this great won't last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
ITL is on Patreon at patreon.com/ITL Army. Ironically, talking a little bit about cards here, we do a break event. I do a break this league, it's called, on our Patreon once a month, where unique, we'll have like a set of cards that we break. We've got giveaways of autograph items, cards, and we also have raffles of insane things. Last month, we gave away, we raffled off an autographed Jaren Duran bat. The month before, Bogman won the big one in a autographed Wander Franco helmet, which is still here in my office. That is,
I'm getting that at our next Saturday. I think we are going to go do our Olive Garden bit, and I'm going to pick it up then. And our boy Couch is going to join us too.
Hey, so that'll be great, and that's going to be a great live stream that you can see on our Patreon at patreon.com/ITL Army. Plus, there's like tangible things like my top 500 prospect list, all the football rankings that we've got. So, you guys want to support us and get stuff? Check it out, patreon.com/ITL Army, and we would appreciate if you do that. So, I was talking about the National, and I thought this story was with the National, but happened in the same time. So, again, I know a bit about it, but the National is just like big conference, and you know, there's people selling stuff, but what happens there? So that business has gone nuts, dude, where these guys, like if you get a capsulized card by Beckett or something, and they say it's a Jim Mint 10 and it's a perfect card, these guys walk around and you will see actual card trading happening, but they'll be like, that card is comped at, you know, 10,000, that card's comped at 5,000, and you'll see dudes trading $20,000 worth of cards to each other. And you, and what people do, though, this is what's, you know, fascinating.
They're always called trading cards, but actual trades rarely happen. Usually it's buying cards, you know, which is just funny that they're called trading cards. But and this is like the place where trades actually happen. This is the trade deadline of cards right here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That this is the place that this actually goes down, and people like bring all their cards and they do this stuff and they're selling them as well. Guys will walk around with serious money. And Phil Hughes, former pitcher, Phil Hughes, he's a big card guy. He has a booth. He had a booth there, and like he showed his table of cards. And I mean, he had,
was Phil Hughes the one that got pissed off at Greinke for not signing
no,
the autograph?
That's Pat Neshek. Pat Neshek you're right, liked you're right. to get autographs from players, and Greinke like, you know, tell him to screw off and stuff. Phil Hughes just likes to collect, but like even Phil, he had this case, you know, cause he's selling stuff there, and he had like Fernando Tatis Jr. cards, and he had three different, and it was like 10,000, 20,000, 30,000. I mean, it's crazy the money that goes around that's out there, but it sparked because this news broke everybody, because what happens, like in, let's say, stocks, people have fun in speculation, but at the end of the day, people invest in the lockdowns. The guys, who are the guys you can count on? Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, you know, and baseball, Ronald Acuna, Mike, you know, like those are the guys.
And this is, and I have no idea what the answer is, so please don't judge me. Are Barry Bonds cards worth money, or are they like,
a great question,
because people hate him? Idea. Are they not worth that much?
I don't think so. I don't know. But they're like all car, like a Jason Dominguez with the Yankees. That's like a a rocket stock. Like that's like the AMC. Like, could it keep going? I don't know. But if you want to invest, and we're talking real investing, guys that have little depreciating value are the stars of sports, the absolute superstars of sports. Basketball tends to have like the highest like worth, and that's why like Kobe Bryant stuff, more specifically with his situation, Michael Jordan go up. But football is another one of those. Tom Brady is the number one collector. That's the guy. It's quarterbacks that play.
By the way, there's just looking up the value. There's a misprint Barry Bonds rookie card with who'd they say, Johnny Ray pictured, and it says Barry Bonds, and it's worth $15,000.
Wow.
Johnny Ray error version estimated PSA 10 value at 15 grand. That's the most valuable.
Like, if I had the money, a fun thing to do in collecting for me would be finding the crazy print cards, like Billy Ripken, his bat. Have you ever heard about that one?
Have that one somewhere.
That's a great card. There's also the amazing Mark Jackson card with the who are the two kid, the murderers?
The Menendez brothers.
The Menendez brothers are in the background of the card. Like, those type of cards to me would be fascinating collecting those. But again, that's all like having fun and stuff, you know, having fun and blah, blah, blah. You want to invest and you want to, you know, upside is upside, I suppose, but you want to have a thing that is going to have little depreciating value. Find the superstars. One of those, maybe one of the top ones, is Patrick Mahomes. And PWCC, I think, is just, it's like a card marketplace. On Wednesday, that was like as the National was going on. So this is why I thought this happened at the National. It didn't, though. A 2017 National Treasures NFL Shield Mahomes card. So what it means is like they have these patches. And
it was
like
discovered by Nick Cage, National Treasure. Yeah.
It's a one of one card. The NFL logo is the patch. So like that's like it's a one of one. Autographed Patrick Mahomes card sold. It's a rookie card. So it's his rookie card, one of one with the NFL patch for $4.3 million.
I mean,
setting a new record for a football card, which the last was Tom Brady playoff contenders championship rookie ticket card, which was $3.1 million, which happened in March.
You know what's funny?
March.
You know, people talk about the big thing for super smart people now is creating jobs, because jobs are at an all-time low and all that stuff. How about creating value of a piece of cardboard with some ink on it and a patch in it is all of a sudden worth $4.3 million.
Yeah, but that's all you.
Just
but
insanity.
But you lay it out. Like, you can say the same thing. You can go, oh, okay. Well, like a piece of paper and wires with some color and crayons on it and art and blah blah blah. You can do that. It's not even the most expensive card, by the way. It's the most expensive football card ever.
Right.
I have it. Do you want to know what the top 10 most expensive cards of all time are?
Well, isn't the number one Honus Wagner, right?
It's not, actually. Honus Wagner comes up three times, and it's because, you know, his card is rare.
That's the most famous one.
And right, a good quality one is rare. The number nine was actually a PSA 5 Honus Wagner, which is, you know, anything below
middling condition. Yeah.
So PSA 8 is like, you know, 7 and down is like rough. A 5 sold for 3.1. A PSA 8 sold for 3.7, and a PSA 2 sold for $3.75 million. So those are three.
A PSA 2, like one that got run over by a bicycle and had mud on it?
But it might have been like, you know, one of the first ones that sold or whatever.
Okay.
So they own three. So the bottom of the list is Tom Brady at 3.1. That was the most expensive football until this last one. Wayne Gretzky, 1979 Gretzky Open. Peachy sold for $3.75 million. A Mike Trout Superfractor, which is like a one of one autograph, sold for $3.9 million. Patrick Mahomes is four. A Luka Doncic one of one logo man autograph, which is that's like the same thing as Mahomes here. A one of one sold for $4.6 million, and then tied for first is a LeBron James 2003/2004 rookie patch autograph and a Mickey Mantle 1952, both for $5.2 million.
They each come with a vial of his sweat, too. LeBron sweat. So
that would be, well, I actually probably want the powder a little bit more. Yeah. That would probably be more valuable if that was on the card. Millions and millions of dollars, man.
And by the way, I wasn't insulting a piece of cardboard with a piece of fabric being worth that much. That's amazing that you can take something. And,
yeah, but I know your point. Your point is like, it's but that's also throwing back out. That's also the argument that's made about NFTs that people have a hard time understanding.
NFTs are even more confusing than basic. At least it's more confusing because it's tangible to me.
Because it's not a physical object. It's not a physical object.
Right.
And the problem is like anybody can have that object as well. I'll talk a little bit about that on the other side. Plus, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of football. So don't go anywhere, but go see if you have like a Patrick Mahomes autographed card right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I made the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
In this league. Fans, go and check it out today. Get some merch of your boys, whether it's the signed logo stuff that we've got, our podcast, or just our actual logo, and a whole bunch of the other stuff. Prospects Assemble, 99 Problems, But My Draft Ain't One. Go and check them out today. In this league.fans, from mugs to hoodies to shirts to long sleeve shirts, all that type of stuff, and stickers. Check it out today. Support your boys. A little support in this league dot fans. So all I coming off of the autograph industry again, it's tough because it's like everybody's into it. It's more popular than ever. It's probably going to break records and stuff like that. I love it, but I'm not entwined in the like, you know, all right, well, I'm going to invest my $3,000 to buy this card and sit on it. Now, sometimes it works out, and even the fun of buying cards also to pull that, because somebody could have just pulled that card. Somebody at one point pulled that card by buying a box, and it's life-changing money. But there's a difference between us having fun, collecting some cards, maybe selling a little bit on eBay, and then having life-changing money, or investing as people do. People invest their money instead of stocks.
You remember that baseball card trading place that was over here for a while, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We used to go there.
I remember one of our buddies who just used to live in there. I mean, the guy was a weird dude, but used to just spend a lot of his time in there. Was there when someone opened a Michael Jordan card that had like a piece of the court on the card or something, and he said it was worth like $8,000. And, you know, the owner was like, I'll give you $500 for it cash right now. You know, one of those things.
Yeah, well, that's but, all they are. They're the worst.
Yeah, of course they are. Yeah, they're all like Rick Harrison, you know, from Pawn Stars. Like, hey, it's a $20 bill. Americans, like, ah, best I can do is $5.
But see, that's the funny thing. It doesn't work like that now because there's so many algorithms and systems, and eBay works as the selling. Like, that's how it works. So that, and that's how these guys price it. They, and the market moves and stuff. But there are dudes that go out there and they put their money into investing, and the guys to invest in are the big ones. And that's where Patrick Mahomes comes into play. But that was my that was one thing I was saying with NFTs, which they've taken a huge plummet. The conceptually, it's the same idea because you own this property, but we have a hard time understanding it because it's not a physical property. And that's what makes it so confusing because, yes, at the end of the day, they're not really that different outside of like the physical card. The guy actually signed themselves. That is a little bit different. But if you want to take the art of it, but with a card, when you own that one of one, someone can't also own a what's it like a
version of it.
I'm trying to say they can't own another physical copy of that same card, but it's like, yeah, but this one isn't the original. Where an NFT, if you own like a digital piece of art, like, yes, you own it, you have the serial number, but like I can have the JPEG. I can also, so that's where the disconnect of NFTs are. Yes, you have the ownership of it, and it's a, and it can collect and it can depreciate and it can appreciate and all that type of stuff. But like, you can't, I can't have that card. I can't just easily get that card and just save it and look at it whenever I want or whatever. It's got to be a true stock type of thing. And that's what, you know, that's why the card business is booming, because it's physical, it's in your hand. People are more into that than ever. And the top,
I think it's a little bit of the nostalgia bit too. I mean, sure, these cards are worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right. But it's, you know, it's specifically during the pandemic where, you know, everyone is coming down with some type of mental illness because we all went through it, you know, but just you reflect and you look back at the old stuff that you used to do when you were a kid. And for a lot of people our age who have money now, it was cards and trading cards and all that stuff. So I think that is a big part of why we're having this big boon. I think it was before the pandemic too, though, right? The cards were kind of back around before that.
It started, but the pandemic really put it through, and people saw like, oh, you can make money. You can also like, you can buy boxes. And if you don't hit, if you're willing to do the selling, you can go put it out on eBay and you can try to make some of your money back. And then if you hit, I mean, I bought a 20 during the pandemic. Everybody knows that listens to ITL or is for a while. I bought a $20 blaster box, it's called. And I pulled a, like a, just about a $3,000 card, a Jason Dominguez, yeah, like autograph one. And like, that's like the, that type of return, but it's that gamble, you know, it's the gambler in us that loves that.
Yeah. Most of the time you spend that $20 and you get 20 cards all worth 9 cents a piece.
Yeah. Plenty of times you buy 5 boxes and get absolutely nothing. And if you're savvy enough to make your money back, but that's why there's a connection and a correlation between, you know,
is people that why, that are, who was the guy, who was the card that like, there were so many repeats of, was it a Cardinals rookie Randy Arozarena card? Is that what it was? So like Randy Arozarena is never going to have a good rookie card, maybe a different brand, but I don't know. I can't remember which brand, but I remember you opening up all these cards and every pack had a Randy Arozarena.
Yeah. Well, it's not bad. And it popped actually. It popped a little bit. Those were actually worth more money where they were worth nothing. Cedric Mullins was like that actually in 2019, where it was like every, or 2020, every product had him in it and everyone was like, look at this. And now look at him this year. Like that's the investment side of it. But that's why there is a correlation, I was going to say, between guys that are heavy into gambling and DFS and also into these worlds of NFTs, because, you know, still if you try to pop, it's a gambling effect, and so are cards. But like anything, you can gamble in lots of different ways by doing breaks, and you can try to invest in names to hope they pop, or you can simply, which I think is even as much of a gamble, you can put your money into the big names, but you see how much it's paying off when it goes. And Patrick Mahomes is now in a class. It's fascinating to see Luka Doncic and Patrick Mahomes are in a class of Mickey Mantle, LeBron James, Mike Trout, Honus Wagner, Tom Brady, and Wayne Gretzky. Those are the most expensive cards ever sold. And it doesn't look like it's had a dip, but it doesn't look like everything is fully
slowing down. Is there an athlete on there that you're surprised didn't have a bigger card? And, you know, look, the Olympics are going on now. Should there be like a really expensive Michael Phelps card or something?
I mean, there's some of those things out there. Yeah. I mean, I think like, actually you bringing up Barry Bonds is a fascinating one. Like you would think Barry Bonds would be like way more up there.
Yeah. And the most valuable card of his does not have his face on it. It's a Johnny Ray misprint.
Will Mays is one, but you know, or I'm sorry, Hank Aaron, especially with, you know, him passing away. And those are up there. They're just not in the top 10.
I bet those ones are probably massively printed too. You know what I mean? Just like
the
Hank Aaron ones. And because at that point, they're the most popular guy in baseball. I don't know if they're making.
Well, those are in the 50s though, dude.
I know, but I don't think like right now, I don't know that they're making. They're making one of ones at that point too often.
No, they weren't. No, so there's a difference. It's like the old stuff, you weren't finding like one of ones or autograph car. I mean, they didn't do autograph cards
no
as much
jersey
later, or,
stuff.
Or relics or stuff like that. That didn't exist. It's just
that's the thing come around to like the 80s or 90s, right? Like the jersey pieces and
stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Like that.
I think it was into like, I mean, I'm not smart about this, so anybody else could jump in, but like I'm not smart about this stuff, but that didn't happen until last 20 years. And if you look, the only autograph cards I see on this of the top 10 are four of them are autograph cards, and it's LeBron, Doncic, Mahomes, and Trout. The other ones are just the staying power of them. And Michael Jordan, you know, his rookie card is one of the most valuable things on the planet, but you can invest your money and you can let it sit on that, and people make the decision where it's like, hey, I'll put my money into this instead of stocks or into bonds or something like that. And, you know, if you made that 2 years ago, it's a huge investment win that you've done. But like anything else, you got to know what the hell's going on. It's crazy. It's craziness across the board that like you can make your money, do it, but it's got new people coming in. You know, I do it to a smaller degree. I get interested in stuff, but I don't buy cards. I don't go and buy cards. I'll buy boxes for the gamble, and I'll buy boxes for us to break. And we've had some killer stuff that some of our guys have pulled in our little Mount Rushmore in some of the breaks that I've done. But you know, spending $10,000 on a Fernando Tatis card to sit on it and hope, you know, that everything continues to work out, and then maybe it's worth 20. It's a gamble you can do, but it's, you know, it's for the bigger money. But dude, there are like 14-year-old kids that are out there that are holding $90,000 in cards, and they're trading them.
That's crazy.
It's a crazy world. And Patrick Mahomes
cards are no longer for kids either, because they're worth so much, and people are fighting each other.
They're barely for kids anymore.
Yeah, well, I that's why I think they're not even for kids anymore. I think they're for adults specifically. When you have to pay $550 for a box, you know, that's for an adult with too much money. You know what I mean? No. With expendable cash. That's not for a 14-year-old, like you said. I mean, you know, do they still like, maybe you don't know this, but is there like a low rent card that like still sells at like checkout counters and stuff that no one should buy?
Oh, I mean, yeah, they have like Topps opening day or like sticker packs that you can get and stuff like that. Like those are those like the top series, but it's so popular that there is nothing at stands anymore. Like you can't just go like you used to, because things are picking up. Also, athletes are in it more. Athletes are in on NFTs. You got retired guy like Phil Hughes, Matt Strom with the Padres has his own channel. Alex Bregman does this stuff. Alex Bregman actually does videos where they break, but they're like in, they know the business. They're like, oh, this is PSA, and they're opening high dollar stuff. Eric Hosmer, Phil Hughes got Eric Hosmer and Joey Gallo both interested in it and doing wars. I mean, it's not, like you said, it has gone from kids to then investors, and it's broken through where athletes now care. You know, that was loser stuff for forever. Athletes now care and are involved in it. And there was the last thing I'll say on it, is oh God, what's his name? Cassius, the linebacker,
Marsh.
Yeah, Cassius Marsh was just on Tom Segura's podcast, and he's still in the NFL. And he said he has a business, a card business now as a distributor. He's going to make more money this year in his business than he will in the NFL. And he also,
well, that's how good of an NFL player he is, by the way.
Well,
so, you know,
agreed, but still, like the lowest players, you're still making, you know, half a million.
You're still
making
a decent amount. Yeah. I'm just, you know,
I get that, but it's just the business has moved into athletes more than ever. It's accepted more than ever. For it went from comic books to cards now, and Patrick Mahomes, $4.3 million. That card is worth more than Pete Alonso has made in his entire career. Just think about that. We got to go to break. When we come back, we do have one other trade to talk about before we talk about football, because you know, you guys know the exact details of it. We'll tease it. Padres are doing work. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
Welcome back, friends. ITL, Bogman, and the Welsh on Twitter, at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports. Didn't think you were getting a bunch of, like, card talk here. We just did that in the last segment. But, you know, it's fascinating. It's becoming more popular. People are paying attention and, you know... People are fighting and scrapping, and cards aren't even sold in stores anymore because of how insane it's gone. But, you know, hey, shocker, it's 2021. Everything is crazy. The Padres are crazy. You guys know the exact details of it. We've said this a couple times. It's the most frustrating episode we could probably do the entire year because we're doing this before the draft and the deadline. We will have draft coverage coming up here in the next hour with Bubba and Bogman. That's a positive. Bogman and Bubba will be able to update on at least a segment or two what happened with the draft. There's some crazy trades that most likely went down. We can update that. But Max Scherzer is headed to San Diego. And, you know, we don't see the finalized stuff. You guys hearing it know the finalized stuff. But Jesus Christ, Preller, this dude is unbelievable. And, I mean, I fully expect this to be Mackenzie Gore, by the way, when it's all said and done. And, this is probably... Here's the cool thing. Bogman and Bubba will be able to talk about the exact details of the trade in the next segment in the next hour. But Max Scherzer going to San Diego is an absolutely wild move. He wants to go to the West Coast. I mean, it's unbelievable what this while you talk, I'm going to look up because they have so many people in their rotation. I just don't even know who all is there.
Yeah. And this is what you're talking about, in the break, we were talking about this and, you had said, is Scherzer a free agent after this year? Cause I said, I think it would have to be Mackenzie Gore. And he is a free agent after this year, but it's a bidding war. I think that's more of why for me, it would have to be Mackenzie Gore going back as a highly touted prospect, because it's not just the rental that you're getting. It's also you're bidding against the Dodgers and the Giants in your division for him. Other teams on the East Coast are going for him too, even though he said he wants to be on the West Coast. But I think he has to be in. But there are, as we're recording this, they are at the 1-inch line. Players have been agreed on. It's kind of been announced. Rosenthal already said that it's happening.
Yeah, we just don't know who the players are.
We just need to get specifics, and obviously medicals have to happen and all that crap. But as of right now, as we're recording this, Max Scherzer is going to the San Diego Padres.
So assuming Chris Paddock isn't also involved in it, you have Darvish, Snell, Musgrove, Paddock, and Max Scherzer. You also have, when Lamet ever comes back, and Ryan Weathers. And then, you know, I mean, not that they're going to re-sign him, but just if they did, by the way, you would have Mike Clevinger and Morion in the wings.
God,
well, Morion's not going to come back because of Tommy John this year, but Clevenger will
next year. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, they're going to go in. Blake Snell has been dog ass. Absolutely.
He's been so bad.
Garbage. And
I saw someone tweet the other day. It said, when Blake Snell's career is over, we're going to reflect and say, how the hell did he ever win a Cy Young?
Totally. So I look at this, and here's what's fascinating about it. Joe Musgrove's having a fantastic year. Darvish, Scherzer, and Musgrove, those are your three. Those are your playoff three, by the way. So guaranteed.
By the way, you didn't have any of those pitchers last year.
No, I think almost this entire, outside of Paddock, this entire rotation is new, and he could be involved in the trade.
Right.
For a playoff run, you're locked in with your three, and then you've got Paddock, Snell, Weathers that can all, you know, if you wanted to have a fourth pitcher, you could do that with Snell. But even in season, what I think is interesting to me, this is like precursor to saying, and this is what I would do if I'm them, Darvish, Musgrove, Scherzer, you don't have to worry about messing with anything. Those are guys that go 7-8 innings, whatever it is. Paddock has pitched better. He's not striking anybody out, but he's like doing stuff again. So then you got this fifth issue. I'm 100% piggybacking Snell and Weathers. Like, I hope that's what they consider doing. I don't care how you do it. Blake Snell seems to come out the gate better. Maybe he goes three, but if you want to give him the win to be happy, have Weathers go three, have Snell go four, and that's it. That's what you do. You piggyback those guys for five, and to me, they're unbeatable. They're absolutely unbeatable with that rotation because Musgrove, Darvish, and Scherzer are just lockdowns. Paddock is a little bit more of a question mark, but now you've got three guys that you can let one go if one's hot, and then you can piggyback the others. The Padres are the Padres. They're the classic problem. It's incredible what they pull off, and it's probably going to be, as much as I'm even speculating on Gore, you know, we'll probably look back at this trade and we're going to go, okay. You know, I'm like, this is what the Padres do, but they have depleted their system quite a bit. But that is one of the big chips to fall. And I thought he was going to the Dodgers box. I thought the Dodgers were going to be hyper aggressive in trying to get Max Scherzer over the Padres.
Well, it's a little weird that they weren't hyper aggressive and they couldn't have a deal that beat the Padres deal. But we'll, you know, once we get the details of this, I guess we'll know, and we'll just know what the Dodgers were and weren't willing to put weren't willing to put in this deal to make it happen. Same thing with the Giants. You know, the Giants have pieces. They don't have as many as the Padres or Dodgers. They got pieces to move. So a little surprising they're not pushing their chips in either.
I'd actually argue that the Giants have more interesting depth pieces than the Padres, I think, at this point. Like,
yeah.
Top end Padres you can't mess with them. I mean, they're not going to trade Hassel. They're not going to trade Abrams. But Gore is a piece that you just, I was actually watching this a very interesting series on FanGraphs. Eric Longenhagen was doing, where he does his like scouting videos. It's really great. He does them on Twitch. It's a really cool resource. And I happened to stop by when they were looking at Mackenzie Gore, and he was trying to figure out, like, you know, what is the issue? What's happened? And we're looking at, you know, delivery and looking at, you know, the spin rates and control and just consistency. And I mean, he looks a little inconsistent even in his delivery now. And, you know, just finger placement seems to be off. And he also, a funny thing he threw out, for better or for worse, he's like, Longenhagen said, essentially, he's like, Gore was a sticky guy. He was like a, you know, hardcore right. sticky guy, that his issues have been going on well before this happened, but it could be going even anymore. But as I had said on the ITL pod, like, if there's a player that you want to bet on in a trade and you want to have a win, by the way, it's Mackenzie Gore. So I think, I hate doing the speculative thing, but like that is the thing that sets apart. If the Giants wanted to, though, the Giants have great depth. The Dodgers have fantastic depth and, you know, a lot of players that have been thrown around, but the Padres get stuff done. They make it happen. Preller's going all in. Max Scherzer. Here's what I would say. If they were lacking something, they were lacking leadership on the pitching side. You can't say that Darvish is a leader, even though he's been in the game for a while. I don't think Musgrove is there. The best leader they had is Hosmer, but you don't have one on the pitching side. Max Scherzer comes in and gives them attitude. He gives them fear and attitude. And now when the Dodgers go and throw out Kershaw and Buehler, the Padres are like, well, I'll raise you Scherzer and Darvish.
Yeah. Yeah, which should make for a fun playoff series if we get to see it. But those are the wild card teams right now, are the Dodgers and the Padres, because the Giants are running the division at this point.
You want to check out?
I'm a little surprised that the Giants didn't push more. I was kind of like, I didn't think they would do it, but I saw them as kind of an underdog. So
I looking at live betting, it may have changed a little bit as you guys are listening to this. Padres NL division are plus 460 right now.
Are they okay? What's the Dodgers?
Minus 160. I think that's okay. Changed and the a little bit, and the Giants
it probably has 200. But the Dodgers are still the favorites. So
here's a bet that I like a little bit about. Okay, so check this out though, and it says they just went down. So here, this is fascinating. I'm looking at the live board. The Dodgers just went up plus 190 and the Padres went down plus 350. Oh, so they're saying like they're less of a favorite. That's what they're saying.
Right.
So
right.
Yeah, they just like their odds just got better. The Padres are now number two betting favorite to come out of the NL plus 350. And that just changed. And actually the Phillies, as I'm watching this, the Phillies are live changing too. They just went as further away, a distant further away.
Right.
But those are changing. This trade pushed the pot. I wish I would have saw exactly what they were right before. I think it was 360 and they just moved up to plus 350. But the Padres, hard to bet against them. Do you know what the standings are for the, I just went away from the standings.
Yeah.
The Padres can't be that far. I mean, I know it's a tough division because you got the Giants who, you know, are there.
Well, the Giants are two games up over the Dodgers and 5.5 games up over the Padres. But the Dodgers and Padres are both in the wild card spot. The Dodgers are 3.5 games over the Padres, but the Padres are 5 games over the Reds. So they already have a little separation between them and the rest of the pack. It's not like the AL where it's, I mean, the AL is the Rays and the A's are right in there. But within striking distance of the A's are the Mariners, Yankees, Blue Jays, Angels, and Indians, you know, all within strike. And even, you know, the Tigers, if you want to throw them in there, 8.5 out of that spot. So it's not like that in the NL. It's the Dodgers and Padres, and then it's the Reds at 5, Cardinals at 7, Braves and Phillies, 7.5, Cubs at 8.5. Like, it gets bad after that.
Maybe an upside if you're a Dodger better. This Padres trade actually gave better odds for the Dodgers. The Dodgers just went up a little bit. They're now plus 430 to win it all if you wanted to play a World Series bet, where the Padres got a little bit worse odds at plus 700. They didn't move spots, I don't think, as the Mets were plus 1,000. But the Padres trade gave the Dodgers a better bet. But I'm also talking to you in a not finalized trade world where the Dodgers are going to make a move and they'll probably trade for like a Jose Barrios or something. And that could alter it a little bit, but the Padres become a very, very fascinating bet regardless of what the Dodgers do at this point, what any other team does right now, because their offense is on point. They have just an absolutely dominant starting staff. Melanson is your leader in saves.
It's just about staying healthy, right? I mean, it's just about staying healthy for them. It's Tatis with his shoulder. It's the pitchers. I mean, we know Darvish said some stuff in the past. You know, Scherzer has been on the IL already this season as well. So for them, as far as I'm concerned, it's just about staying healthy, getting into the playoffs, and then making that big run. You know, yeah,
it's
so because they're there. They're in the playoffs right now, and they're adding Scherzer. So it seems like they're just going to get better.
Yeah, I mean, and it just the craziness of it all, and also it's the closest. The Padres have put together the closest to a super team I think that we've seen in baseball in quite a while. Like, you know, the Yankees can always buy their way, but the Padres have just found way after.
But this
way
is
after
what
way
they have to do. This is what all the not Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox, Cubs teams have to do, because they don't print money like the other teams in baseball. If you get to this point, you got to push your chips all in. So I'm real curious to see what this return is, because I think it's going to be a lot for Washington.
Well, coming up in hour two or hour three, you definitely want to tune in, because Bogman and Bubba are going to be able to break down the finality of what this deal looks like and any others that might have popped up post Friday morning, as well look through the NBA draft. There's just a couple things you guys are going to be able to do when it's all said and done. So make sure you guys are locked into into that hour, because it's going to be a very, very good breakdown. Bubba's going to have to stretch out on some basketball as well, because the NBA draft, which still feels so odd, so close to the finals ending. The decision sports have made, by the way, of like, MLB draft is with the futures game, and a week after the finals. And
why
is the
would
draft.
You put the NBA draft like right on top of the Major League Baseball trade deadline? Like, I know the NBA is crushing baseball right now, but that's still weird.
Yeah, well, it's a packed day there. Don't go anywhere. Bogman and Welsh will be right back to finish out and end out hour two right here on In This League on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? That nobody?
That nobody.
ITL.
Final segment of hour two in this league. Doesn't end. It keeps rolling. We didn't even get it to all the football. By the way, Dak, okay. That was the big craziness for this week. A little banged up, but he's looks like he's even going to make preseason games. So the football news is actually quieted down. Rodgers is there, signing good. Cobb is in town. Dak is not hurt. So things are okay in football land.
My favorite one was Kelvin Benjamin getting cut. And it's not that Kelvin Benjamin got cut. I mean, that's
very mean.
Yeah, it would be mean, but it was him crying about it afterwards, which I thought was funny. Here's his quote. He says, I don't want to bash anyone, but I felt like Joe Judge, the head coach of the Giants, has had it out for me since I walked into that team building. It never felt right. The guy never ever had a conversation with me until the day they signed with me, which why would you expect a conversation before they sign with you? Kind of strange, but
Maybe like recruiting, like didn't recruit me, didn't woo me.
Gettleman, he's the guy who drafted Benjamin for Carolina. So that's why he was bringing him in. And, you know, they're switching him over to tight end because Kelvin Benjamin can't lose weight. He's a fatty like me. So I just thought it was so funny that, you know, look, you can rip Joe Judge all you want. And maybe he didn't want you. But who else is giving you a shot, Kelvin Benjamin? What are you doing?
Is
immediately
260 yet? Is he a tight end?
He's up to 260. Yes. They signed him to play tight end, and he bulked up, which means he probably, you know, worked out instead of eight one day. He bulked up to 265, which, you
Cue
know,
the Carl's Jr. video. Or,
yeah. I think,
or
yeah, I was going to say me and Kelvin Benjamin probably looked a lot alike, right now, but I just thought it was so ridiculous that this guy, you don't have an NFL career anymore. A guy brought you in, even though the coach didn't want to bring you in, You have to go earn it. You know, Tony Romo told us meritocracy. And the first thing he does as soon as he gets cut is go and bash the coach. Who is going to bring your loser ass in? No one. You are done. So
see Tebow doing that.
Hope you enjoyed getting it off your chest, Benjamin. It's over.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, when you're towards the end, you take him down. It's like when you're getting fired. You're just like, F you. You're cool. That's what Benjamin was doing. All right, guys. I'm out of here. ITL rolls on, though. Hour three coming up. NBA draft results. I think I might have said trade. MLB draft breakdown on the Scherzer stuff and more with Bubba and Bogman. So don't go anywhere. In this league, we'll be back.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.